I just saw a headline. Of course, it is Fox News. Let's face it. There are two different worlds, the world that Fox News lives in and the world that CNN lives in. But it just said the president slept through a meeting he was supposed to have with Germany. Now, you shouldn't do that to our friends. And I don't even know what they're talking about. I just saw it up there. And by the way, Gretchen Whitmer presents extremely well to the national audience. Now, right, she was on The View, which is, it's The View. Very friendly territory. But she really presents extremely well nationwide. Just a quick note from the observation of watching her on The View, and I will watch her tomorrow night on Stephen Colbert. Hey, how'd you like to win a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere, Las Vegas? An iconic band at an iconic venue. The Eagles live at Sphere, Las Vegas, performing 16 shows this September 20th through December 14th. And you could be there. We've got two trips for two. Two trips for two. With flights. A stay at the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas. Dinner at Chica, Las Vegas. Two tickets to the show, plus a Vibe-E VIP experience package. Prizes provided by Live Nation. To enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national keyword, LONG, to 95819. That's this hour's national keyword, LONG, L-O-N-G, to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. Happy to welcome back Professor Peter Trombor, Professor Chair of Political Science at Oakland University. Professor, what a great time to be in the business you're in.
I suppose so, Paul. I could think of better times, but this is pretty interesting.
Well, I'm not saying it's a great time for the country. But I'm saying for a man in your position as professor and chair of political science at Oakland University, it's got to be rather incredible to watch what's going on with our president of the United States.
There's certainly a lot to think about and talk about, that's for sure.
And I said earlier, it's not the crime, Democrats, it's the cover-up. And now the Democrats are backing up and into damage control for their party, not for our country. I think they all got together and said, well, yeah, but if we say he's not fit, they're going to say, why did we lie for so long? So let's pretend he's fit. He's going to prove, maybe not even 3 weeks, the next few weeks, whatever it might be, that he is not fit to do the very hard work of being president of the United States. And I don't care what he did. That's great. If you're a big supporter and you say, yeah, but look what he's done. It's what he's going to be able to do from this day forward. And we're not saying it very good. I want to hear what you're saying. If you were teaching your students right now, what would you be presenting to them?
So this is really interesting to me. So there's sort of the optics of what we see, and then there's what we don't see kind of behind the scenes. And that's actually going to be more interesting. The way that he sort of navigates this 75th anniversary of NATO meeting that he's hosting, that's going to be sort of visible in public. We'll be able to see how he interacts with other world leaders. We'll be able to sort of see what his, you know, stamina looks like at a long public event. But it's understandable why there is all of this concern all of a sudden. If you think about the contrast that Biden presented from, what is it, March when he delivered the State of the Union to 2 weeks ago when he has this disastrous debate performance at the end of June, it's a really remarkable turnaround in a relatively short period of time. And all of a sudden, Democrats who had said previously that Biden's age was not a problem are all now having to second guess that. And so I think this, you know, as this plays out in public is what's going to be interesting to watch. It's still unclear how effective he actually is, you know, in the day-to-day operations of the office. And, you know, some of his cabinet officials have been asked in congressional hearings, you know, what is the president's performance look like? I think Janet Yellen was the most recent, and her response was is that he does fine in long meetings and in meetings with world leaders. So, you know, what's true and what's not is difficult for us in the public to sort out right now. We can only get clues based upon what we're able to see in public.
You know, with social media and with a much larger regular news media, We hear about all these things, or most of them. In the old days, they did not. Can you tell me, right, as a professor, Professor Peter Trombor, professor, chair of political science at Oakland University, have we ever had a situation where a president didn't want to leave? I mean, besides Donald Trump, I mean, in our history.
Didn't want to leave. Well, I think the answer is yes. I mean, we've had presidents who had to be convinced ultimately to step down before they would have wanted to. And I think, obviously, you know, Lyndon Johnson is a good example. Johnson tried to hang on as long as he could. He did not want to step down, but ultimately, you know, the pressure surrounding his leadership during the Vietnam War became clear to him that he could no longer, you know, stay the course. Obviously, Richard Nixon didn't want to step down, and it was only the threat of looming conviction in his impeachment trial that ultimately led him to do that. So, you know, in our recent past, have we had presidents hanging on beyond when they probably should have exited the stage? Yeah. I mean, you can make an argument that towards the end of his presidency, Ronald Reagan, as he was getting older, and up to this point, obviously, our oldest, you know, president, that towards the end of his presidency, as he was beginning to become sort of less mentally capable, there's some speculation about early onset of Alzheimer's, that perhaps he should have stepped down, but not quite the what we're seeing right now.
When I go to back, and I'm old enough to remember both Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson, I have to say, I was very young, but I don't recall a whole bunch of Democrats coming to the defense of Lyndon Johnson. I certainly don't remember a whole bunch of Republicans coming to the defense of Richard Nixon. Is that a little different today because of the way the parties operate? Meaning,
you know,
are people... It seems to me people are backing somebody that they personally, in their heart and soul, know can't do the job.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question, right? Certainly, there was broad-based opposition to the administration's handling of Vietnam, and that was both within the Democratic Party and without. And so, you know, Johnson was reading the writing on the wall. Of course, that didn't turn out very well for the Democrats after Johnson's exit, right? The Republicans take over and hold the office for, you know, a fair amount of time afterwards. You know, I think the Republican Party was different under Nixon than it is today in terms of the sort of slavish loyalty to the top of the ticket. And in some regards, I think the rallying around Biden in some Democratic ranks is a reaction to the way that the Republican Party has really lined up solidly and squarely behind Donald Trump, regardless of you know, what some people might, you know, consider his own unfitness for the office. So I think that these are recent reactions. I think that these are reactions relative to each other, right? Democrats are standing behind Biden because they see the way that Republicans have stood, you know, in lockstep behind Trump. And I think that that's probably one of the dynamics at play.
Final thoughts before we let you go, Professor? And I always find this fascinating and illuminating, and we so appreciate you being with us. Anything else?
I think it's going to be interesting to watch how things play out and where Biden's continuing support within the Democratic Party is coming from. It's coming from the Congressional Black Caucus. It's coming from the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. And it's coming from elected officials like Gretchen Whitmer in key swing states. And I think as long as that support holds, Biden will stick it out.
Well put, as always, and a pleasure and a privilege having you on to hear what you have to say, Professor Peter Trombor, professor and chair of political science at Oakland University. I look forward to our next conversation, Professor.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. We continue in focus on WJR.